106.5 Mountain FM. It's Rob Murray and our Mountain Insider, Tanya Faubert. Big meeting Tuesday night. Town of Canmore taking another look at the Peaks of Grassy, a proposed development in that area, which was initially rejected. The owners of that land came up with a new plan, presented it to council, and of course that triggered another series of public hearings. And give us a little lowdown of what happened on Tuesday.
The public hearing went from 6 to 11, and it was definitely packed full of those opposed. Probably the biggest objection is the fact that there's a 1998 settlement agreement between the town of Canmore and Three Sisters that limits the amount of development in that area to a specific unit count, and that unit count has been reached. So adding to it would go against that agreement. These properties were offered to six different developers, and it was the developers who actually live in the neighborhood who came forward with a proposal to buy it, and it was never sold under the assumption that zoning could be had. It was, it'll be a challenge to develop it.
Right.
And that's definitely what we're seeing. Extreme neighborhood objection. Not unanimous. There are people who look at the proposal, see the fact that there's affordable housing as part of it, and recognize that that could be a benefit to the community. The basic decision the council has to make is the community benefit of this affordable housing being proposed enough to outweigh the fact that there is this settlement agreement and expectation from the neighborhood that this land would never be developed?
I know they rejected it last time, and the big argument was community need. I think it only had two units of affordable housing. This new one, if I'm not mistaken, seven units of affordable plus some secondary suite renter areas that would also be kind of fall under the affordable housing greater umbrella just due to our housing shortage right now. Is that enough? Like, is there a magic number that's going to make council approve it or not approve it?
Absolutely. Every single unit and piece of land that we can use for affordable housing is needed. It's not 1998 anymore. In the 90s, the battle was the town versus developers. Peaks of Grassy was a war, and we lost as a community. We objected to it. It was not appropriately placed. Those criticisms are absolutely correct. But when you're dealing with a proposal for infill development in an already established neighborhood, it's a lot different. Some of the criticisms, do we have a housing issue? That's not a conversation we need to have anymore.
No, that's kind of a given.
That's a delay tactic. You want to spend another 2 years having that conversation? That's part of the problem. Number two, are people actually going to buy these units and live in them? Yes. We have 17 people on the wait list right now at Canmore Community Housing Corporation who want to buy perpetually affordable housing units. These are three-bedroom units, something that doesn't exist right now in our inventory. There's been some red herrings. Flood risk. I'm going to tell you right now, it's not a flood risk when your creeks are called X, Y, and Z.
What about the suitability of the land itself?
That, along with a number of other things, comes, I think, in the next stage of the development process, which is subdivision. Council can't deny an application for land use zoning because they don't have information that's only required at subdivision.
What are the timelines on this, do you know?
It would be up to the landowners. And that's another thing. When people call it our urban reserve, I think that they fail to recognize that this is property owned by someone else. Just because you walk your dog through it doesn't mean it's yours.
Right.
Because there's trees there doesn't necessarily make it functional green space. I'm a little bit of a contrarian to the popular opinion in this neighborhood. I think we also need to respect, and this came up at the public hearing, this issue has become incredibly personal. There are a lot of feelings. When your home is your castle, and when your feeling of home is tied to the fact that the area around you is going to remain a certain way forever, the fact that it could change and that people are trying to change it will rattle your foundations and bring you to question whether or not that's appropriate. And people in that neighborhood have been living there under the impression that this 1998 settlement agreement was there and limited development.
Yeah, you know, neighborhood character was something that also came up in the old daycare lands discussion. But I think due to the previous agreement with Peaks of Grassy, this one's a little bit more contentious. And this one for council is going to be an even more difficult decision. I don't envy them trying to decide how to proceed on this front.